talking about God's blessing on our families. And last week looked at, you know, how you can get blessing as a woman of God. And we talked a little bit about that, but it works for everybody. Today we're going to look at Family Favors, the name of this series. But today, the best relationship. And this is something that I found out years ago. And I've been sharing this for a long time. And just because I share something doesn't mean I got it all down. You know what I'm saying? So this is for me as well today. But I want to talk about how to have the best relationships. Not just talking about marriage, but that's absolutely one of the things we want to talk about. But, you know, whatever. Relationships with whoever. How can I be my very best? Let's talk about it, Raj. Here we go, buddy. We're rolling. God's will for us is for us to have what? Say it with me. Blessed relationships. God wants us to have incredible relationships with people. And it's up to us if this is going to happen. Keep looking. We're rolling now. He wants us to have the best, say best with me, best relationship possible while on this planet. That's God's will for our life. God's will is not for you to be miserable. Okay? In your relationships. God's will is not for you to make somebody else's life miserable. Hello? Amen. Come on. Husbands with wives, parents with children, brothers with sisters, friends with friends. It's not God's will for there to be strife and contention, but rather what? Peace. That's God's will. But if you say, well, I'm just that way, that's not God's will. You hear me or not? Okay? I'm going to just take a little break right here. Just tell you some hot buttons with me when it comes to relationships and people. Okay? And I experienced this occasion. It had happened not long ago. Let me say it right. Here we go. Here we go. You'll have a hard time having a good relationship with me if you put down our staff. Do you hear me? People that's worked for me for years and with me for years. They're family to me. Number two, I mean, people come in this church and, you know, if you're going to criticize our staff right away, you're just going to see old Uncle Gary up here get ticked off. Number two, you're going to have a hard time having a good relationship with me if you put down our church people. You hear me? I've been here for a long time. We got great people here. I'm going to tell you that flat out right now. Number three, another hot button. These are all things that just happened recently. And it didn't go over too well. Number three, now I'm just talking about me, but I think you'll agree with it. Look, stuff's flying. That's cough drop stuff coming out of my pocket. Number three will be this. Have a hard time having a great relationship with me, and it's not very wise with anybody, really, if right out the gate you start listing your credentials. Are you hearing me? It's amazing in church how we do that. Well, I did this and I did that. Well, how about what's your name first? Say. How about something nice out of your mouth before you start bragging on yourself? You hear me, yes or no? I'm just trying to tell you, this one of the reasons why people don't have many friends, because that's what they do. Number four. Oh, yeah, this was all in just recently. I'm just thinking of it, what happened. Number four, name dropping. A lot of us want to have relationships with people, and that's how we do it. I know so-and-so. Oh, so-and-so did not. No. Are y'all listening? Did I lose you? There's a little more to it than who your favorite TV preacher is or something like that. You understand? Or somebody knows so-and-so and such-and-such. And so, and we use that, name-dropping. And the last thing, it's going to be very difficult with me to have a good relationship with you if you whine. And you play the victim. You understand? Say. Now, this is just me now. Now, I could go on and on and on and on and on. But there's got to be a better way to have good relationships other than putting people down and then putting somebody else down and then putting yourself up and then dropping some names and then trying to get me to feel sorry for you. Oh, I love you then. Did I lose your y'all sleep or what? Okay. Well, let's talk about it now. Now we're rolling. Let's talk about it. That wasn't part of it. But it's going to take two. But are you doing your best? Are you doing your best? If you want to have good relationships with people, I don't care what it's business, friends, and your family, we're going to talk about it. I want God's favor on my relationships. What can I do? I want to have the best relationships. The best relationships. You know, one of my goals for my life, and it's worked out pretty good. I know I'm an odd duck. I know when I preach, I don't make everybody happy. I understand that. But I try to be me. I try to be real. I try to do a good job. But I know not everybody's going to be satisfied with me because there's lots of churches on this planet. You know, and that's why I say eat doors out of here. Not to offend people, but it's just the way it is. However, if somebody comes here or I have somebody, they don't somehow, I don't know, whatever. I still want them to think well of me after they leave this place. Y'all listen or not? Some churches, when people leave a church, you see them in the future, and you have to walk down another row at the grocery store or something. Not me. I want to have a good relationship with people who's here, who ain't here. I just want to have good relationships. Amen? That's what I want for my life. That doesn't mean sometimes I'm not straight up. Lay it out straight. But that's my goal. Did I lose you? Is the drugs taking over what I'm talking about here? I just had a big sip of DayQuil, but I'm not sure it ain't NyQuil. Here we go. I'm sorry. Here we go. So how can I have it? How can I have the best relationships, and what can I do? Now, we got to fly now. Here we go. Best, best, best. And this is a little something I've talked about over the years. Best, best, best. If you remember that word best, say the word best with me. Best. One more time. Best. One more time. Best. You can always remember this talk today if you'll remember the word what? Best. Do you want the best relationship or you want, so-so. Well, my little thing ain't going to work if it's so-so. But if you want the best relationships and if you want to be your best at relationships, then just remember the word what? Best. And we're going to hang our hat on that word right there. Let's go with it, Raj. Best. Number one, the B in best is what? Bless. The B in best is what? Bless. Bless. If you want to have the best relationships, learn the principle and learn to practice blessing. Amen? Now listen, let's talk about it. The principle of blessing is a biblical command. It's to be practiced by how many Christians? Every one of us. Well, I was raised this way and we didn't like to bless people. Well, now you're a child of God. And you have the Holy Spirit, the living God, living inside of you. And you're not your own, but you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. That's what the Bible says. Amen. So you have to bless people now. Well, I don't like it. Well, you're going to be useless as a child of God. And relationships. You've got to learn to bless. Okay? Especially in response to being annoyed or provoked. Okay? You don't just, bless people that are always nice to you. All right, if you really want to be good at relationships and do a great job, you'll be amazed what this will do to you and do for you when you start blessing. The word blessing in the New Testament is eulogia. It's based on two Greek words. Not too deep here. Eu meaning well and logos meaning what? So blessing means what? Well words. One more time. Well words. Well words. Let's go back and review what I just said a little bit ago. It's not well words that the first thing out of your mouth when you come to meet me is you're going to criticize the staff. It's not going to be a good words if the first thing you're going to do out of your mouth is criticize our church people. You listening or not? It's not going to, It's not well words if you're just going to be, one of the first things out of your mouth is me hearing about your credentials. Number four, it's not going to be one of the best things if I hear about, you whining. You understand or not? That's not blessing. All right? Keep looking. So good words. Blessing means to speak well. It means to have good words when you talk to people. You think that'd help your relationships, yes or no? All right, keep looking. The first way to have God's favor in your relationship is to speak what? Good words. Now, I know we live on earth here, okay? Do I always speak good words to people?
Uh-uh.
That's my goal. I want to. Sometimes you just got to cut the corn and lay it out. That's true. But in general practice, you need to be speaking good words and well words. Amen? I call it speaking up, not what? One more time. I call it what? Not what? One more time. I call it speaking what? Not talking. You want to screw up your relationships, you be talking down to people all the time. You listening? Talking down, talking down, talking down. And down can just be negative words. Words that are going down instead of words that are what? Going up. Yeah, but that's how I feel. I just feel that way, so I'm going to say it. It's going to be miserable. Just some scripture. I'm not going to read everything, Raj, but this is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it when you're buffeted for your faults? You shall take it patiently. But when you do well and you suffer for it and you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in His steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth. Who, when He was reviled, He did what? Reviled not again. When He suffered, He did what? Didn't threaten, but He committed Himself to Him that judges righteously, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you're healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returning to the Shepherd and Bishop of your souls. He's our example. You know what I'm saying? We don't always speak good words just when people speak good words back to us. Sometimes it's not going to be pleasant. But if you learn that principle, and I struggle with this, but your relationships will be so much better. Amen? Y'all listening? Bitter and sweet blessing. But the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men. Which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, say it with me. These things ought not what? So to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Bless with your words. Words that speak what? Up and not what? Words that speak what? And not down. The word blessing, or to bless somebody, is well words. Speaking well words. Speaking good words. Amen? That's if you want God's blessing on your relationship. You try this. Well, I don't know about all that God stuff. You try this. You try to start speaking good. Speaking up. Guarding your mouth. Watching your tongue. Thinking that's the way. This is the way I'm going to speak. It'll change the way your relationships go. It's incredible. It's the truth, man. Bless. Words speak. It's not just words that speak. Actions speak. You can bless by your actions. Your actions can be up or down. Your attitude speaks. It's crazy. I got to watch how I say things. I talk to the ball team and coaches a different way sometimes than I do up here on stage, but I guess we'll use the word ticked off. Okay? If your face looks ticked off, you can be saying the right thing, but if your face ain't lining up with your words, it ain't working. Y'all listening or not? you know, you're living, life is in the major key, and that should be good. And but you, over here, you're living it in the minor key. Your face and everything showing up in the mind. You know? Prayers speak. Praying for people. That'll help you keep the relationships up. So speak up. That's number one. We're hanging it on what? Best. So the B in best is what? Bless. Speak what? Not. Now, they'll go quicker now. Here we go. Edify. So the E in best is what? Edify. So bless, edify. Then we're going to see the third one and the fourth one. You can always figure this out with the word best. Ooh, he said something. What was it? Here it is. Edify. Edify is a term in the New Testament referring to what? Building up. Blessing is what? Speaking. Edifying is building up. Have you seen the trajectory? It's all what? Up. 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 If you want your relationships to be better, up's the way you should be going. Not down. You understand? Say, you're just so down. That's not good. Mm-mm. You want to be what? Well, I'm just down. I've always been down. Well, you got a problem. Houston. Okay? You're not going to have great relationships. A man that has friends, the Bible says, must show himself what? Friendly. Friendly ain't down. Speaking down. All right, everything's up. Edify. I need to build up my children, not what? Tear them down. I see this. I see parents the way they talk to their kids. Yeah, and you have provided them a roof, and you provide them some food and good things like that. I understand that. But the way you talk to them is down. And you're tearing down. You're ripping down your own house, the Bible says, with your own hands. We need to talk. We need to build our kids what? Up. And my friends, I need to do what? Build them what? Up. Listen, Roger's my friend. Roger doesn't need to hear me tearing him down. You understand? He needs to know I believe in him. I want to use my words to build him up. You know what I mean? That's how we need to treat our friends, to build them up. Build up, not what? Let's see it again, Rog. Build what? Up, not what? So, the B in best is bless, not build. Here we go. The B in best is what? Bless. The E in best is what? Edify. Come on here, church. How do I edify? I do what? I build up. Let's look at some. It begins with you thinking right. How am I going to build people up? I've got to think right. In my relationships, I've got to think positively. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. If I'm going to build people up, I've got to think right. Then encourage. Edify has to do with encouraging. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even also as you do. It has the idea of encouraging. I tell you what, you want to have great relationships? You start speaking up and you start encouraging inside your relationships. I guarantee it. Friends, your neighbors, I guarantee it. You're going to have better relationships. And you're going to, this thing of God's favor, I watch it on TV with the preachers sometimes. And it's sort of spooky sometimes. I want God's favor, so I'm going to give $1,000. I'm going to get God's favor. Let me tell you a better way to get God's favor on your life. Do this. You listening? Faith without works is dead. You can have all the faith in the world, man. Send all the money you want. But unless you get off your butt and start doing something, most likely you ain't going to have the favor of God in your life. Y'all listening? This takes work, but this works, man. You start encouraging, you see if it doesn't get better. Then strengthen. Let every one of us, please his neighbor for his good, to edification, to building up, to strengthen. You start using your words to strengthen somebody, you'll see that relationship getting better. Then seek peace. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. Instead of looking at somebody and their life, and yes, what they've done is not maybe pleasant, not the best, but instead of wanting a war with them, why don't you try to seek peace? You know? Edify, building up. Build up what? So the B in best is what? Blessed. The E in best is what? Blessed means to speak, not down. Edify means to build up, not what? Tear down. All right, let's look at the S. And they go fast now. Sacrifice. This ain't rocket science, is it? How can I have the best relationships? You really don't have to go off to some psych counseling and mess. I mean, this is really not that hard, guys. Bless, edify, sacrifice. Sacrifice is what? Giving what? Uh-oh, there's that up again. Giving up yourself for another person's good. How many think your relationships would be better if you start giving up yourself for another person's good? How many in your marriage, you think it'd be a better marriage if you start giving up yourself for that husband or that wife's good? You think you have a better relationship? Absolutely. Boom. Absolutely. That's what sacrificing is. It's giving up you for another person's good. It's how you have great relationships. 1 John 4. And this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Here in His love, not that we loved God, but that He loved what? Us. And He sent His Son to be the propitiation. That word is sacrifice. Jesus came to give Himself up for us. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to what? If He loved us by giving Himself up for us and sacrificing for us, we ought to love inside of our relationships the same way. We ought to give ourselves up for people. It's all about the people. Can you say that with me? It's all about... One more time. It's all about the what? One more time. It's all about the... It's really not all about you. Doesn't it hurt? It's not all about me. It's all about people. Fellowship Church is not about me. It's about people. Sacrificing for people. Giving up for people. We love Him because He what? First loved us. It's amazing in your relationships when you start sacrificing, giving up yourself for another person's good. We love Him because He first loved us. That principle will work in your life. You love and you give up. And don't be surprised if love won't come back to you. You're listening, say. You start giving up and sacrificing and giving up for another person's good. Don't be surprised if your relationships don't get stronger and they start loving you back. But to be demanding, to put others down, you understand, to manipulate, to try to get a great relationship out of any other way than what I'm telling you here is not going to work. But we do it all the time, don't we, say? We do all kinds of things to get a great relationship other than the things that need to be done. Are y'all asleep on me today? Am I boring you to tears? Sacrifice. How can I have the best relationship? Give yourself. Give your time to somebody. Spending time and giving up some time. Well, I got this and I got that and I got this. How about say hush and you go give somebody some time? Give a listening what? Oh my gosh. It's about giving up. Give a helping what? It's about giving up. Giving up. Giving up. Giving up. Sacrifice is sharing in another person's life. How about sharing another person's life? How about instead of it being just your way and what you want to do, how about what would you like to do? What kind of activities do you like? What are you thinking about it? What do you think about it? What's your dreams, your goals? You start doing that and giving up time, it'll come back to you. You understand? Sacrificing. Sacrificing. Give up yourself. Not what? Not full of self. Giving up yourself, not what? Full of self. If in relationships, you're tearing other people down to get a relationship, to get me to like you, you're going to whine and me feel sorry for you, it's not going to be a lasting relationship. You see how we do things the other way? It's not the right way to do it. Have I lost you or not? We do that, though. You hurt me. You hurt me. Okay, now I'll be real good to you then. It's just crazy. The things we say. The manipulation we use. Instead of just making that effort and doing the right thing. Why have we got to play the game? Say. The name dropping. The this, the that. I don't know if I've lost you. I sort of know what I'm talking about, but I'm sick. The best relationship. The last one is this, touch. And I can't do this with you today because you'll get infected. All right, let's review. If you want to have the best relationship, the B in best is... The E in best is... The S in best is... And the T in best is... Touch. You want to have the best relationships? Touch. God created us with hundreds of thousands of microscopic nerve endings in our skin, and you know I didn't know this. I went and found this somewhere. Designed to sense a loving touch. It's amazing. You know, I'll just use it for here for an example. When I hug your neck, I'm doing it with the purpose of blessing you and encouraging you. But when I do that, I get something back. It just feels good. You know what I'm saying? The other night we had the ball game. We played, Lemon Bay High School played Mariner in the spring football game, and I helped with the coaching staff there. And we beat them. Beat Kate Coral. Yay! Amen. But for me to pop a kid on the back, or to hug a kid, there's a kid whose dad died about 10 days ago, and he's not a starter. But he got in the game, defense. And the ball was snapped over the quarterback's head. And he runs. The quarterback gets the ball, and he's trying to run away from who we call Night Train. That's who we call this kid, Night Train. And so old Night Train runs after him and tackles him in the end zone for a safety. The chances of him ever scoring any points would be slim to none, especially on defense. But he did. He got 2 points. And I could go over and hug him. I'd go over and hug him because I know he's lost his dad. And I know how that must have made him feel, me hugging him. But you know what it felt good to who? It felt good to me because I was feeling that touch back. Touching is so important. A tender touch tells us we're cared for, that we matter to somebody. Just that little hand, that little touch. It can calm our fears. It can soothe pain. It can bring comfort. It can make you feel secure emotionally. Just someone putting a hand on you. Isn't that incredible? Well, I don't like to touch. I wasn't raised that way. We didn't touch. This is how you can have the God's favor and God's blessing on your relationships. Amen? Our need for a caring touch is normal and it's healthy. At that church, y'all just like, y'all shake hands, you hug neck. I hear it all the time. Good. We're going to keep doing it. Amen? People need that. People need that. I need it. Our need for a caring touch is normal and healthy. We never outgrow it. How many's old and you know it and you still like to be touched? Can I see your hand? There you go. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. You old and you know it and you still like to be touched. You just never outgrow a touch. This is how you have a great relationship. But wait a minute. What if I don't speak? What if I speak down? What if I tear down? And what if it's all about me, but I won't touch? Does it work or not? Don't expect a great sex life if, oh, but I like to touch. Forget it, Jack. You hearing me or not? It's true. I just hit myself in the head. Ouch. Seeing then we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. We don't have a high priest which cannot be what? Touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but he was in all points tempted like us, but yet without sin. Jesus knows what touch is all about. He became one of us. In the scriptures, we see that Jesus touched people. The Bible says, and I could give you all kinds of stories, he touched him, he touched her, he touched hands, he touched eyes, he touched ears, he touched tongues. Ugh. He touched people and people wanted to touch him. Jesus Christ touched people and he put himself in places where they could touch him. He set himself up for people to touch him. Touch is huge. They pressed in to touch him. They touched his clothes. They wanted him to touch their who? They'd bring little kids to Jesus and say, "Would you touch my child?" Touch. It's Bible, friend, to reach out to touch and greet one another. That's what the Bible says. You have to step up to the plate and do it. You have to step up. Everything's up. In relationship, nothing, your part cannot be down. It's all going to be up. If you want to have the best relationship, it's always got to be what? Up, 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 up. If you want to have the best relationship, step what? Up. Don't sit what? Yeah, but I don't want to be touched. I don't like to be touched. You got to start leaning in. You got to start leaning in for a touch. You got to show people that you care and that you're concerned. And you'd be surprised how that'll come back to you. Casual encouraging, handshakes, hugs around the neck, greeting with a kiss are not only appropriate, they're necessary for the best relationship. Amen. Or Roger, we about done, buddy? Here we go. Best. Let's review. We're done. We're out of time. But we're on time. Here we go. Bless is what? E is edify, build up. Sacrifice, give up, touch. Can we say it one more time? Come on. Bless, speak up. Edify, build up. Sacrifice, give up, touch. Can you remember that? Best. Now, if you want mediocre relationships, I don't have something for that one. If you want a bad relationship, I don't have you a little something for that one. But if you want the best relationship, bless, edify, sacrifice, and touch. Amen. Come on, let's stand on up. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening today. I couldn't hear anything. I'll get the tape later. Let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning, can we? Come on, praise You, Lord, for the Word this morning. You bless us today. You bless us today. Amen. Bow your head with